Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
A10 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Great to have you with us. On the line, we have Sam Abel, the city manager for the great city of Gulf Breeze, our station, our city of license for this very station. Sam, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So you had a meeting last night, and one of the things that you did was you had a lot of first responders that were there as part of the life-saving. Was this press the chest? Is that what this was?
Well, it was, we had police and firefighters who were recognized by Dr. Landry at the Press the Chest event.
Okay.
And we really appreciated that. Our mayor and council asked that they also have the opportunity to recognize those individuals. And Andrew, what this is about is it is, you know, an individual that, you know, I was at the Press the Chest event actually with my daughter, and by all appearances, this individual was a very healthy man, but he had cardiac duress, and so he was slumped over his wheel actually in front of the high school there at Daniel.
Oh my God! At the CPR event. Wow. Okay.
Well, No. This story was shared.
Oh,
at the CPR
I gotcha.
Event.
Okay, got it.
Oh, that's how rumors get started.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah. The 911 call was actually played at the Press the Chest event, which, you know, it just really shows all the coordination of first responders when you're listening to a 911 call, you know, go out. But so it was actually a passerby who had called 911. And so she was able to help break the glass, get the individual out. By then, we had two police officers, Officer Ullman and Officer Duell, who arrived on scene, were able to assist with administering CPR and use an AED. Then our firefighters arrived, and that's Fire Assistant Chief Pat Grace. And we had firefighters. There was about five firefighters there who continued the CPR. The message from Dr. Landry to those who attended the event was that by knowing how to administer just the chest compressions, you're saving an individual's brain. That is air that's continuing, you know, to go to brain. And so he was there to tell the story. And so that kind of quick action is what was recognized last night. But it's continued just education to the public that it's important that everyone know how to do chest compressions. And so at the event in Escambia, they said, if you just sing the song Staying Alive, mm-hmm. you know, in your head as you're doing those chest compressions, you know, you can really save a life and make sure that in those critical first minutes, people are getting the care that they need before they're transported to the hospital.
And that's one of the things that if you're of our age, you know, when we were taught CPR for the first time, it was 15 compressions, two breaths, 15 compressions, two breaths. And the standard has changed over the years to where it's now just do compressions. Don't worry about breaths, right?
That's right. That's right. That's what they went over. That's what is so important, critical in those first moments. That, you know, that was just an excellent event that Escambia put on in partnership with first responders across the two counties. I understand that there was another event that occurred in Walton County. So I would highly recommend to any of your listeners that if they see that press the chest event in the future that they go. As I shared, I was there with my daughter. I saw so many elected officials, but it was very heavily attended by citizens, and it was just a great event. So last night we recognized those individuals, and we're just continuing to promote how important it is in those critical minutes to do those chest compressions.
You had a promotion. Sergeant Ricky Turner became Captain Ricky Turner. How many captains does Gulf Breeze PD have?
We have three captains.
Three
now.
Captains underneath Chief Hawthorne. Okay, very good. Which he is retiring soon, right? He is. How long until he's?
We talk about succession planning and proper management and all those things. But even as you bring it up, I have this visual of me holding onto his ankle, Andrew. So
you grab the left, I'll grab the right.
So you got me again this morning. But you know, but that is very important to him. And so we've definitely, you know, he is so involved with the Accreditation Commission statewide, and the process, you know, best practices matter to him and matter to me. And so we talk about that process, but there is, you know, there's not an announcement. And okay. I'll tell you, he's valued, respected, and very much needed.
Oh, yeah.
And so so I'm not ready to have that conversation, you know, with him yet. But he keeps telling me it's coming.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll leave it there for the moment. Let's see. Hang up for me for just a second, Sam, because I had one question I wanted to ask you about. We're talking to Sam Abel, city manager in Gulf Breeze. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing. Plumbing at 477-8782. We're down to one accident right now on the books, 9 Mile Road and Pine Cone Drive. Again, if you're going westbound on 9 Mile, approaching I-10, you're going to see about a 7-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. One of the things that you guys worked on, and I just want to kind of give people a heads up that this is coming, is because we're getting into budgets, but that Sam Abel, we're talking to city manager in Gulf Breeze, is undergrounding of utilities on, what is it, connector roads, feeder roads? What roads are going to be worked on when this happens?
That's right. So, Andrew, as you know, we have substantially completed the undergrounding of Highway 98 through most of the city. It takes us to the 399 overpass, Pensacola Beach Road. We stopped there because, of course, DOT is working on a redesign of 399. And so, right. You know, we'll pick up that undergrounding effort then. And so now that we've completed what we'll call the spine through the city, right, it's time to start working on those arterials. And so those are our neighborhood collectors. That would be Daniel Drive that kind of bisects our hospitals, the public shopping center over there, a lot of our commercial spaces on one side of the highway. On the other side of the highway, we have our neighborhood collectors, Fairpoint and Shoreline and Sunset. And so those are really the major roads that all of our neighborhoods kind of offshoot from. And so it's, you know, the natural next step. It is a very ambitious undertaking. What makes me so proud is that you have had numerous mayor and councils who have continued to set that money aside, make sure it wasn't used for any other priorities and recognition. And I would say out of respect for that priority that's been in our long-range capital planning. So that money has just been set aside and marked for this infrastructure project. We're really excited that FPL is completing their design, and so we're hoping to get some, you know, shovels in the ground in the months ahead.
So this is something that is going to get started this year, next year?
We're hoping this year.
Okay.
It's scheduled for this year. I will tell you, I had a phone call just yesterday, and there was some added complexity having to do with switches that has taken FPL longer than what they had originally anticipated. But, you know, with this being hurricane season, we're really hoping to make an announcement. You do get to a point, Andrew, where, you know, you're thinking about school next year. And so we want to make sure that we time it where it's the least disruptive, you know, for our residents and for those school buses. So we're looking at that as well. We think we'll have a narrow window before we might have to pick it back up, you know, in a few months.
Okay. Well, I mean, in the end, having underground utilities is far better for aesthetics. It certainly fits the kind of tone of Gulf Breeze in general to have them underground, but also it's fantastic for resilience, especially in storms. You know, trees can't fall over and knock down underground utilities. It's just that simple. I think it's a great project. And as you say, it's been something y'all have been working on and planning for years and years and putting money aside. Sam Abel, she is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. As always, Sam, thank you for the time. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
818 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you need any kind of home improvement supplies, or you build things for a living, or you need advice, whether you're a professional in the contracting business or whether you are a super amateur like me with lots of profanity, you know, if you were any good at it, Andrew, you wouldn't have to swear so much. I know. But wherever you are on the scale, Pensacola Hardware is there for you. And, you know, they're the experts. Like, they have the stuff, of course. They have good prices, of course. But they also want to make sure that you get the guidance that you need. And so if you have questions, they're there for you. In fact, sometimes they will even ask you, you know, have you ever done this before? Because some things can be unsafe if you don't know what you're doing. And they just want to make sure that you get the end result you're going for, and safely, because they care about you. They've been in this community for a little while, 175 years. I still think it's amazing. Pensacola Hardware was founded in 1851, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida. So for 175 years, they have been helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Party down with a big bang as Shelton Fireworks celebrates being in business for 50 years. They're located on I-10 and exit 53. That's the first Alabama exit in Robertsdale, Alabama. Shelton's has the world's largest selection with over 35,000 square feet of fireworks. They have the largest finale cakes and the largest mortars legal in the USA. If it goes boom, Shelton's got it. Located on I-10 and exit 53. That's the first Alabama exit in Robertsdale, Alabama. For more info, go to sheltonsfireworks.com. Shelton's Fireworks, home of the big ones.
You recognize the smell of marijuana, but it's not just a smell. It's a warning. If you can smell it, harmful chemicals are entering your lungs, bloodstream, and brain, and our children too. Every inhale affects brain development and triples the risk of serious respiratory issues. Protect your kids and grandkids from the dangers of marijuana. Their future is on the line. This message is sponsored by the Department of Children and Families and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hi, this is Congressman Jimmy Petronas. This is your reminder that we're officially in hurricane season. Don't wait for a storm to be named to get your plan together, especially if you have pets or elderly family members. Make sure you have at least 3 days of food and water and medications. Go to jimmyhelpsyou.com for more tips. Together we can prepare, and together we will respond to whatever Mother Nature has in store.
Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio Team, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Talking out the field today. Hi, what's your name?
My name's Bob Fever.
Bob, what do you do?
I'm in artillery.
Thank you, Bob. Can we play anything for you?
Anything. Just play it loud, okay?
Shot through the heart. It's all part of the game that we call life.
I just kind of want to listen to Bon Jovi. So good. All right. Enough, I know. But we're just having this conversation about all the past history, and I have only ever worked in talk radio. John, you've done everything.
Yeah.
You know, David was a morning show host in soft rock, you know, and now you work in country and also produce for me, of course. The far more important part is. So Tucker Carlson's going to be on The View today.
Tucker?
Yeah. Did I say Tucker? I'm sorry.
Yes.
It's because J.D. Vance is going to be on The View today, and he did this interview with Tucker Carlson years ago, in which I'm going to reference here in a second. So
I just had to verify that one.
I appreciate that. I've got slip of the lip stuff going on today. Anyway, so J.D. Vance has got a memoir out. That's why he's doing The View, which is a could be a train wreck, could be interesting. Who knows? I'm taping it. You know, I'm recording it. You know, you never know. You know, he's not going to put up with the nonsense, which is, you know, good.
Right.
But you remember he was on with Tucker 5 years ago, and this became an issue in the 2024 campaign when he said this.
What I was basically saying is that we're effectively run in this country via the Democrats, via our corporate oligarchs, by a bunch of childless cat ladies who are miserable at their own lives and the choices that they've made, and so they want to make the rest of the country miserable too. And it's just a basic fact. You look at Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, AOC, the entire...
By the way, I love that these people who have children, he's calling childless. Kamala Harris has kids. Pete Buttigieg has adopted kids. Also, not a cat lady. But anyway, it's funny.
See, the entire future of the Democrats is controlled by people without children. And how does it make any sense that we've turned our country over to people who don't really have a direct stake in it? I just wanted to ask that question and propose that maybe if we want a healthy ruling class in this country, we should invest more, we should vote more, we should support more people who actually have kids, because those are the people who ultimately have a more direct stake in the future of this country.
Yeah, it's an interesting argument because it's the question of who should have more say in the country. Should it be the people who have kids or the people who don't have kids? Does it make a difference? There's always been kind of this question in my mind of whether people who have children shouldn't get to be able to vote for their kids until they're of age of majority. I mean, the future of the country is going to most directly affect the people who are your children. And, you know, I got three kids. Should I get four votes? You know, should we split them, me and the wife, you know, because they're not taxpaying, but they are affected. And it's an interesting question. Should people who have kids be more trusted with power because they have a different level of investment in the future? I mean, you know, whatever. The cat lady son one, it cracks me up that he said that. Childless cat ladies. And then Tucker Carlson asked him, why did people go nuclear on you for saying that?
I think first is because it actually hit a nerve. I mean, these people recognize that they're unhappy. They live in one-bedroom apartments in New York City. They've played their entire lives to win a status game. They're obsessed with their jobs. They're obsessed with their wealth and with their fortunes, and they look at middle America, people who are actually pretty happy with their lives and the choices right. that they've made, and they hate normal Americans for choosing family over these ridiculous DC and New York status games.
Which is, I mean, it's a broad generalization, but it is true that a lot of times people get to a certain age, 40, 50, and they start thinking about what their life has been, and they're, you know, those people over there have kids, maybe even grandkids, and they seem pretty happy, and I look at my life, and I've been chasing these things that I was told was important, were important, and then I got them, and it doesn't satisfy me. It's an interesting assessment. The reason I bring all this up is that he has now basically said that that was one of the dumbest things he ever said. In his memoir that's coming out, he's calling it boneheaded that he made this comment in his new memoir called Communion. One of the dumbest things I ever said came when I argued that childless cat ladies across the Democrat Party were running our country into the ground. The comment caused two firestorms. The first one I made it, the second years later during a political campaign. It was a boneheaded comment, intentionally and successfully provocative rather than illuminating. So today he writes, he was trying to point out that our society is becoming pathologically hostile to having kids. And there's some truth to that as well. Anyway, well, I'm sure they'll ask him about that. And they'll probably ask him about the UFC fighter yelled out, Michelle Obama's a man at the event.
No, I missed that one.
Good Lord. Yeah, so I'm sure that'll come up as well today. We'll see. Let's see. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Florida West. Did you know that Florida West focuses on attracting and expanding businesses that create jobs, increase wages, and strengthen Escambia County's economy? Let's see here. We've got a disabled vehicle in the roadway, I-110 southbound, right around mile marker number one. So just be aware of that. I'm not seeing any delays associated with it. But wanted you to be aware. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Multiple people have been arrested for discussing plans to attack the UFC event that was held at the White House, according to FBI Director Kash Patel. The plot included using drones and a gunman to cause harm at the event Sunday. The FBI and Secret Service reportedly uncovered the plans and messages between the suspects. Charges related to the arrests are expected to be announced today. There is a search underway in New Jersey for a suspect that threw a caustic substance at five women. Authorities say the victims were all outside yesterday when the suspect stopped a vehicle they were driving and threw what was believed to be sulfuric acid at the women. All Yikes. Five were taken to hospitals. And the FIFA World Cup continues today with a trio of matches. France takes on Senegal. Iraq will challenge Norway. And Argentina faces Algeria.
Boy, if only we can have more draws.
That's what we all
weren't
want.
There, weren't yeah. there? Wasn't it yesterday they had three or four draws? Like, you played but didn't play? Sorry, I'm not a fan of the draw as a concept. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, interesting note. We've been talking about free speech a lot today, the comments by Rick Scott and Ashley Moody yesterday and how wrong they were. Listen to the podcast, 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock. Hour starts with that. But somebody said, you know, this issue of free speech has always been a squabble. Somebody texted, I'm an old man. America's always had a problem with free speech. We had McCarthyism. We had communists. If you did say anything about anyone, the Jews, the Mexicans, Japanese, whatever, there was always something you weren't really supposed to talk about. if you're going to offend somebody for saying those views, it was always an issue. So things don't really change. And that's true. Free speech is hard. Free speech is a difficult thing. We have always struggled with it. The idea of people saying things that we don't want to hear. And I don't think it'll ever go away. There's always going to be the impulse to suppress the saying of things you don't like. The question is, will there be enough people on sort of my side of the view that no matter what our actual views are, we want to protect everybody's right to say the offensive things, because some people don't want that. And even though it is embedded in our idea of what it means to be an American and it's at the core of our Bill of Rights, it's still not easy to practice. Nobody wants to hear offensive things, and a lot of people don't want to allow offensive things. The First Amendment is contrary to human nature, even though it is simultaneously upholding our view of human nature, made in the image of God and able to express your views, and we should respect their dignity and their humanity, even their divinity, in allowing them to do that. But yeah, it doesn't mean it's easy. And I love that perspective that, you know, we have fought about this for decades and centuries, as long as we've been a country, for sure. I don't have the time to do it. Dang it, I'll have to come back to it later. I had something else I was going to talk to you about. President Trump's comments about how loving inflation. Remember, did you hear that the other day? He likes the inflation. Dude, you got to listen to the whole comment. You know me, I'll criticize the president when he says something wrong or stupid, but just cherry-picking comments, it literally the next breath is, and what I mean about that is, you have to at least include that part. And people don't. So they get biased perceptions.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump at the G7 summit in France declares Iran will not develop, buy, or acquire a nuclear weapon under the Iran peace deal. And if they do, all hell will rain down on them. Also expressing some frustration with Israel's 11th-hour strike on Hezbollah in Beirut.
We should have been able to do this job faster. It just goes on forever. And when that happens, it throws a negative light on the big deal, and that's the deal with Iran.
At the G7, turning his focus to Ukraine's president and the Russian war.
It's been 4 years of war now. The president, though, going into this meeting, seemed very optimistic about bringing this war to an end. He said that maybe we can do something. So perhaps that is the momentum he's feeling from the Iran deal.
Fox's Aisha Hasni. Fox has learned the FBI foiled an elaborate plot against the UFC Freedom 250 White House event. 23 suspected, 5 in custody. America. Because listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, 76 degrees. We've got mostly cloudy skies today. We'll get a look at our forecast here in just a few minutes. Escambia Sheriff's investigators did make an arrest in last week's shooting at the Hotel Del Sol on Highway 29. The circumstances of the suspect's capture are, about as unusual as the crime itself. Sheriff Chip Simmons here this morning says the suspect apparently broke his leg jumping a fence to escape and was found being treated at the hospital.
There were 3 individuals in this hotel room, acquaintances of each other, and then for an unknown reason, again, we're struggling with the motivation here, too. One individual pulled out a handgun and fired and shot at both the people. The injuries ultimately killed one of them and seriously injured the other.
And Simmons says the second victim was treated and released with relatively minor gunshot wounds. He says drugs may have been a factor in the incident, but investigators have not confirmed exactly what triggered that shooting. Now, the town of Century is overhauling its yard waste and bulk pickup service after residents and town officials complained that the existing system wasn't working. Starting in July, Waste Pro there will use a grapple truck to collect yard debris once a month, replacing the unpopular black lid cans. Bulk pickup for furniture, appliances, and other household items also begins in July. Pensacola City Councilman Charles Baer says he's working on drafting an ordinance that would prohibit data centers from being built inside city limits. He's following the lead of Walton County. Just did the same thing.
For those of you that aren't aware, Walton County, the County Commission just passed an ordinance that would prohibit data centers from being constructed in their boundaries. And I'm working on an ordinance that we can consider for July that will kind of mirror that.
And Bear's been one of the loudest council voices against data centers since a proposal to build a facility in Escambia County surfaced last month, Mayor Reeves has said he would not advocate for data centers in city limits. The two-way conversion of Davis Highway and MLK Boulevard didn't die in a vote. It died in a series of conversations with FDOT that the city says it couldn't overcome. Public Works Director Amy Tuttle laid out the timeline on Monday.
It was District 3 in Chipley had made that decision. Okay. So we didn't want to keep going and spending funds that there was no way we were going to get to a finish line with that project. And so another part of that was they wanted some commitment that we were going to apply construction dollars to that, and we have no money allocated for construction.
And Tuttle says that the city's been waiting on survey data from FDOT's resurfacing project to move its own design forward. FDOT never delivered the survey and told the city that it didn't support the conversion. Construction cost estimates had also kept rising, making a financial commitment from the city increasingly unrealistic. That project is still listed on the TPO priority list at number 10. Public school enrollment in Escambia County has fallen about 6% over the last 5 years. School board member says the state's voucher program is the big reason why. Board member Paul Fetzko says the financial hit is significant.
We are unfunded to the tune of over $3 million for the students who took a voucher but didn't go to where the voucher was sent.
And Fesco says if the enrollment keeps dropping, schools could face consolidation or even closure. It's 8:35. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. We're back to rolling accident-free again, even delay-free. There's nothing out there to slow you down this morning. John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Channel 3 forecast.
Cloudy and humid start to our Tuesday. Temperatures are in the lower 80s with showers and storms developing this morning and continuing through the afternoon. Highs only in the low 80s as clouds and rain will keep us on the cooler side, although it will still be very humid. Shower and storm chances continue tonight and into Wednesday and through the rest of the week. I'm meteorologist Marion Caldwell. We're WEAR first running weather forecast.
Right now we've got 75 degrees with cloudy skies and rain expected here throughout the day. Our next news in 30 minutes. Breaking news anytime it happens. News Radio 92.3. And your money now this morning. Looking at the markets here at the opening bell. They are up again today. The Dow up about 0.75% at 52,052.12. The S&P up 0.1%, 75.61.63. The NASDAQ, though, down just barely at 26.678.57. 10-year bond rate down at 4.45% today. Commodities, gold is up $6.70 at 43.58.30. Silver up 41 cents at 70.59. Bitcoin is down $650 today at $65,958.32. Looking at those oil prices, down again. West Texas Intermediate down $3 at $77.69 a barrel. Brent crude down $2.69 at $80.48 a barrel. Taking a look at our gas prices, the national average for a gallon of regular today down at $4.04. Florida's statewide average at $3.77 a gallon, down from $3.81 yesterday. Locally, we're seeing prices averaging around $3.34 to $3.40 a gallon. The lowest prices, of course, at Costco, BJ's, and Sam's Club, $3.09 there. And if you're headed across Three Mile Bridge, you'll see $3.62 there in Gulf Breeze, $3.49 on 98 as you head towards Navarre. And if you're in Milton, looks like the average prices are about $3.37. The Federal Reserve's next interest rate decision is looming. The Federal Open Market Committee opens a two-day policy meeting today with the announcements on rates coming up tomorrow. It will be the first meeting with new Fed Chairman Kevin Warsh at the helm after he replaced Jerome Powell. General Motors and defense contractor Lockheed Martin are reportedly in talks for the automaker to build parts for weapon systems. The report from the Wall Street Journal comes as the U.S. government is calling for an increase in domestic weapons production, of course, as global conflict has put a strain on weapons supplies. And Americans are expected to spend big on Father's Day. The National Retail Federation is predicting a record $27.9 billion to be spent on dads this weekend. The most popular gifts are greeting cards, followed by clothing, a special outing, and gift cards. 8:38, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
ADX Digital Lead, Brian Praritz.
Digital marketing can be confusing, and with the security concerns and the internet, it might even be a little bit scary. But at ADX Digital, we use Double Verify. This means we only deliver ads to real people through trusted partners on secure websites and apps. No bots, no scams, no funny business. Actual people inside your target geography moved to action through effective planning and professional execution. That's ADX Digital.
No one does digital like ADX Digital Marketing. ADXDigitalMarketing.com.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
At any time.
Again, we are dealing with a tornado warning right now. This is going to be in Santa Rosa County.
At any time.
And Steve, you're looking at the radar. What are you seeing right now?
What you need to know.
Well, on the News Radio ThreatNet radar, the showers are covering the entire north part of Escambia County, moving into the downtown area.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
What you need to know.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
So I don't know if this one's going to make much of a conversation or not, but it's the one that's on my mind. So here goes. You ready, John? When you're...
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
437-1620. It's our frivolous topic. It's when we talk about things that are deliberately not news topics. They're just whatever, weird questions.
Topics on your mind.
Things that are on my mind. Things that I think you'll want to fight and squabble about. Great conversations for the dinner table or, you know, the elevator or the coffee machine or, you know, whatever, talking with people. You can ask them these questions if you want to, if you dare. So here goes, okay? When you're getting dressed in the morning for the day, what temperature do you dress for? Do you dress for the temperature inside your house, the temperature outside, or the temperature that you're likely to experience most of the time in, let's say, your place of work? Because I'm presuming at least the outside and the place of work are very different temperatures, right? So what do you dress for? 437-1620. John, outside is 100,000. At least for the last few days, it's been not so bad today. It's been, you know, I mean, in the summer in Pensacola, it's going to be 100 sometimes and humid and terrible. But inside, it's going to be, you know, not that, at least 70, 73. If you have your way, it's going to be 40, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. All right. So what do you dress for? 437-1620. Do you dress for the outside or the inside?
Outside.
Do you?
Yes, because I'm hot natured and, you know, got a lot of extra love handles on me that need to be cooled off.
You've got insulation.
Yes. Okay. Insulation. I love
it. So short sleeves, shorts.
I'm just lucky to find clean clothes.
Okay. All right. So you're not planning for the weather particularly.
No.
Okay. I will say this as a side note. When you've lived in the South long enough, or like I lived in Arizona for a while, you forget how to dress for like 50. You just forget. And every year I have to relearn how to dress for 50 in December, which you would think at my age I wouldn't have to. Not 50 the age, but 50 the temperature. So Where's I have to mentally remember that, okay, at below 60 is where I start to put pants on, you know, and it's above 70 is where you can wear shorts. And anyway, 437-1620. Now, I dress for the outside temperature.
Right.
Saying it's the right way, but if it's going to be 100 out, I am not wearing pants unless I have to. I am not wearing a sweater unless I have to. So I come to work every time after, what would you say, John? March? Probably from March to October.
Let's do late April.
I don't wear pants for a good 7 months of the year.
Fine, whatever.
I mean, I wear shorts.
I mean, I've got a table blocking you, so I don't really pay attention.
And then on top, it's a t-shirt or, you know, maybe a polo if I'm feeling extra spiffy that day. And then what I come in here is the den of ice, the fortress of solitude that you like to keep it
at. It's 73.
So I keep a sweatshirt handy, and I usually pull it on about 7 a.m.
You need some more insulation.
Well, less, I'd say. But, yeah, I dress for outside, which backfires when I'm here in the office for me. But that's how
I do it. It's every Monday through Friday.
437-1620, 437-1620. I'm curious what you do. Let's see. Somebody says, just outside with no clarification. Okay, fair enough. You know, but it doesn't make for a lot of talk. somebody says, I dress for the outside, but I keep a couple light jackets in the truck. Yeah, my car always has a couple of polos, fleece, or pullovers or fleeces or sweatshirts or something. Never much of a jacket person, though, in Pensacola. I can't quite tell you why. It's either a hoodie or maybe a fleece or a sweater, but it's never a jacket. I don't ever wear jackets.
I don't understand.
Do you wear jackets?
That. Yes.
Do you?
Yes.
What kind? Like members only? 1984?
Whoa, easy.
What? You can finally afford one.
I know, right?
Vintage.
I know, it's vintage.
All right, John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by ECUA. They're making service easier with the new My ECUA mobile app. Available, download now, pay your bill, report service issues, alerts, and recycling tips. No accidents to let you know about or delays. We are rolling good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
You know, you're talking slower and slower as the show goes on. Are you okay?
No. I'm not, sir. I need more sugar.
437-1620. Question of the day is, how do you dress temperature-wise? Do you dress for what it is outside or what it's going to be where you're going? In Florida, of course, that's a pretty vast difference. The delta, you might say, is large. Meanwhile, we've got a new advertiser on the show excited about this, Ace Unlocks. Great company, terrible name. And I didn't say that. Chris Roney said that. He's the owner. I was talking to him yesterday. He's like, Andrew, the number one thing I want you to communicate to people is that our name does not represent us. I'm like, well, how? He's like, because people think all we do is unlock car doors and houses. And yes, we do that. And that's how we started. Like at UWF, you know, back in the 90s, they started the business of unlocking car doors for students who got locked out for, you know, $20. They thought they'd do it once in a while. And they were doing two cars a day. It's still only 25 for students, by the way. But, you know, they're running this business out of a 4Runner and a Mustang with a pager and a payphone. Like, you know, when you start a business. Now, of course, they handle all kinds of stuff. But what he was telling me is it's everything related to locks. So, for example, key fobs. One of the biggest things that they do is key fobs. So, you know, if you broke one, you dropped one in the water when you were swimming, you took it out with you by mistake, you lost one, or the car only came with one and you want to have two, whatever the case may be. Fobs, new fobs, programming fobs, all of that. They do that all the time. They use all the same machines and computers that the dealers use. There's no car they cannot do a fob for. People think you got to go to the dealership. You do not. So they definitely do all that kind of stuff. And they do residential locks, and they do keypad locks. And, you know, they do app-based locks, which is kind of a new thing where you can basically give the person who's going to come vacuum your home like a two-hour window where they can use their phone to get in your house. That's a new thing. They do that anyway. But anything related to locks. Ace Unlocks, the great company with the terrible name, 24 hours a day, 505-7545. They are located at 125 Airport Boulevard, right where Airport meets the train tracks. All right, back to the question of the day, frivolous topic, which is, do you dress for the temperature or the weather that's going to be outside, or do you dress for the weather that it's going to be, which is, you know, presumably reasonable, where the place that you're going, 437-1620. Lou says, I dress for the trip I make to the car and the trip from the car to the office door. Same. Yeah, and it seems irrational to me suddenly, but yes, exactly that. Like, not for the place that you're going, but for the outside. I love this. Jess and Chase, the Flourish food truck owners, they said, you know, for the record, there's no dress code to get to Flourish Pizza. dress for whatever temperature you want. I love them so much. They're great. Let's see. Somebody says, I dress for the heat no matter what. I don't handle the heat well. I figure if I get cold, I can put on a sweater. I'm the same. This is something where I've kind of been ruined by living in, you know, Arizona and here now that my body just does not handle the, you know, I can handle it, I guess. But anyway, I always will take the extra to put on if I need to. If it looks rainy, carrying an umbrella. Oh, I never carry an umbrella either. Is that weird? It is weird, right? We're like one of the rainiest places in the United States, and I don't carry an umbrella. I don't know why. I can't explain it.
You're
it just
special.
Is. Well, it could be. Put a jacket on. You can always put the umbrella down or take the coat off from the interior. Let's see. At 250 pounds, you always dress for the largest opportunity to sweat. If it's hot outside, short sleeves and a tank top, even if you're going to work at the meat locker. Again, this is interesting. I actually thought most people would not dress for the outside. I thought most people would dress for where they're going. I thought I was weird. I love being validated. It feels so good. It's like a big old hug from the listeners. Dress for the outside, but presentable enough for whatever indoor activity you're attending. Oh, and that is, you know, when I watch these movies or TV shows that are set in even the 60s or 70s, but certainly back in the 30s and 40s, and they're all wearing suits to the baseball game or to the grocery, you know, men and women are wearing full, I mean, you know, they weren't like what I would consider, not even these days, church attire, but, you know, Pentecostal church attire, Baptist church attire. You know, I go in cargo shorts and a shirt, but whatever. They dress like they're going to church when they're just walking around. And I think, oh my God, how hot were you at that time? And you just put up with it. Crazy. Let's see. Michael says 60 or above, rounded shorts below 60 might be long pants. Just depends on how much. Carlos says I dress for the occasion. On days when there are no occasions on the calendar, I stay in my PJs. Okay.
Even if that is true.
Hey, yeah. Just, you know, be comfortable. You've earned it.
If my dog Ginger could speak English, you'd hear her say she wants her own doggy vacation at Play and Stay Pet Daycare when I go on vacation. But since she doesn't speak English, I'm going to translate. What's that? Play and Stay Pet Daycare is the only pet daycare in Pensacola with an on-site veterinarian. And they're cage-free with large indoor and outdoor play areas where you love to run and romp with your friends. So where are they? That's right. Play and Stay Pet Daycare is at 4220 North Davis Highway, across from Bailey's Farmers Market, online at olivebranchpethospital.com. Who's a good girl? Yeah.
Please be advised, you may want to stop eating the following foods immediately. Broccoli, kale, blueberries, quinoa, spinach.
I thought those were good for me.
What's healthy for one person may cause inflammation for another. So how do you know what your body actually needs? That's where Viome comes in. Viome is a simple at-home gut health test that analyzes your real-time biology to give you personalized nutrition guidance and custom supplements. Learn more at Viome.com/gut. V as in Victor, Viome.com/GUT. And use coupon code GUTHEALTH50 to save $50 off your purchase.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Gallery Night Pensacola brings the streets of downtown to life with over 70 art vendors, live performances, and creative experiences. See GalleryNightPensacola.org for more. Join the Panhandle Butterfly House and Nature Center Saturday from 10 till noon for their annual pollination celebration. It's a day of fun, food, and education. See the Panhandle Butterfly House on Facebook for more. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
When storms pop up fast, it helps to already know where to go.
We've got all the details.
News Radio 923.
923.
Informative, local, dependable.
Would you like an ashtray?
Mm-mm. I don't smoke. It's a disgusting habit.
Oh, I did another Kim Wilde. I hadn't intended to. I just kind of did it inadvertently. Never Trust a Stranger was apparently one of her hits. I never heard of it. But it's okay. It does sound like a brand new song, though, doesn't it? Kind of catchy, though, right? You've never heard it, though, have you? Not ever in your life. Me either. I mean, when I made it, I did. 852. Oops, that was fast. 852 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. We have a... very ominous looking storm front that we might just miss. It stretches from North Carolina, Raleigh, all the way to Monterey, Texas. Like, it's that line, and we are just outside of the edge of it right now. But, you know, at any moment, it could kind of veer over us. It depends. In fact, if I, let me zoom in here on the News Radio ThreatNet radar and see how close it is. Yeah. Okay, so if you're – Pensacola is a dry spell right now, but we just got some rain a little while ago. It's over Milton at the moment. And then in the north end of both counties is getting a little bit, and there's more coming. There's stuff that's over Mobile Bay right now that's coming this way. So we're going to be off and on rain, maybe some intense thunderstorms today. There's kind of these, you know, concern notes about this storm, but and obviously we've had flooding recently. 8:53 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, President Trump said something outrageous. I know that's not news, but here, what? Listen. This is what he said about the high inflation.
You know what I really love? I love the inflation.
He was talking about balloons, right?
You're right. Okay. What do I, John, if I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times, always do what?
Context.
Listen to the context. If somebody says something ridiculous and outrageous, well, maybe they did. But you got to listen to more than 3 seconds. And maybe they did say an outrageous thing, or maybe what you'll discover is people have cherry-clipped it, and now it sounds like something way worse than it is, or it sounds exaggerated or whatever. So, okay, go ahead and listen to the context, because, I mean, it could be as bad as it sounds, or, well, here you go. This was the question and the answer.
Are you concerned, Mr. President, about the latest inflation number which came out this morning? Could that be a...
No, I love it. The numbers were great. You know what I really love? I love the inflation. You know why? Because as soon as this war is over... You know, I can say it now, something you didn't know. Do you know we've been taking out millions of barrels of oil? Nobody knows it. You know who doesn't know about it? Iran, until right now.
Uh-oh.
We took out the other night 22 ships, late at night with no lights, because they don't have any radar, because we blasted the crap out of them.
We've been secretly stealing the oil. Well, it's not stealing, it's just, you know... to the winner go the spoils, or the oils. To the winner go the oils. Oh, I kind of like that, yeah. So, yes, he did say the line, I love the inflation, but what he was getting at was, we're going to be able to show you when prices go down, and that's going to affect inflation, and you can't wait to see how... Now, it's not a great line. I mean, you shouldn't have ever said it. But you can't just clip the one little thing out of context and not play the rest. That's not right.
Inflation to come down between
when the war is over.
Yes,
it's coming down.
I know you can't.
It's going to come down like a rock. And again, we're taking out millions, which I'm just announcing today for the first time. But we've been taking out millions of barrels of oil, millions of barrels. Every night we took out oil, but now I'm going to tell you, because they just figured it out. So now that they figured it out, I can tell you.
And that was, by the way, on Wednesday. But this had been making the rounds a lot last Thursday and Friday and over the weekend. And I thought, well, you know, did he say it? Didn't he say it? What was the context? You know me. If the president says something terrible, I'll talk about it. If the president says something that's perceived as terrible, I'll talk about it. And if it's smart, I'll talk. I mean, you know, you just got to be honest with folks. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still rolling accident-free, even delay-free. There's nothing to slow you down. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Just like that. That's traffic right. Is over. 437-1620. Interesting. Just a couple of small notes that I thought were fascinating. Santa Rosa County Commission meeting, they were talking about the Spencer Field and the Spencer Field Road around there. And this is Bobby Burkett.
Randy Roy, not here, but I'd like to thank him and the military for allowing us to put benches around the walkway of Spencer Field. We got one at each corner now, or along the way, so people can stop and rest, and the mothers with the children can stop, and they can watch the helicopters go up and down. So it's a great thing. I see people already using it.
So benches, John, you drive Spencer Field Road ever? Not really.
Yes.
But have you noticed the benches? You haven't noticed?
Yes.
You have noticed?
I was just like, that's random, but okay.
But he says they're getting used, and he thought...
Yo, that's great.
You know, which is good. And he also was kind of opposed to the sidewalks that are relatively new there, right?
Right.
And when we're on the sidewalk, I know a lot of people think that's wasted tax dollars. And I'm going to plead guilty. I did, too, whenever a friend of mine helped design the sidewalk around Spencer Field. And when he was telling me what to do, I said, that's the craziest thing I ever heard of in my life. Ain't nobody going to use that mess. You just total.
So the idea being that sidewalks are too expensive, doesn't want to invest in them. He says, I had that view too, but?
Well, guess what? Everybody uses it day and night, up to including me. I'm probably one of the biggest ones who uses it. And during school time, it's a safe path for the children to get to school. They use it rather than riding the bicycles or they can use it, you know, riding a bicycle to walk, getting to school on the sidewalk rather than being out in the road. So that's a safety feature. So careful what you say on sidewalks. They do work, and it is a type of infrastructure, and I thank everybody, the road and bridge and everybody that worked so hard doing that.
I kind of have the same view a lot of times of sidewalks. I think when I see nobody on them and I wonder if they're worth having, but if they're being used, they're great. John, you drive the area.
Right.
I don't drive Spencer Field Road, though. I mean, I live in Escambia County, so I do occasionally. But and what have you seen?
Sidewalks are nice.
You see people using them?
I do, actually.
Right, there you go. That's the whole idea. So, glad they're built. Glad the kids are using them. Glad the folks are using them. Where I have seen it, actually, is we've been playing kickball up at Ashton Brosnahan Park. And we see people walking all the time around 6 p.m. up and down that road. Oh, what is the name of that road? That goes right past the schools there. And which always surprises us because we think, you know, if you waited an hour, you'd have shade. But people like to walk after work. And for some reason, they like to walk in the heat. And I think, well, hey, at least they're out walking. They're getting their exercise. So in our neighborhood, there are no sidewalks. Well, there are some, but mostly we just walk in the road. So because it's a neighborhood and it's not that big of a deal. Anyway, so that was the note. Just there you go. Also, be just kind of keeping your prayers. The B-52 community, the Air Force community, with those 8 people that got killed in that terrible crash yesterday. And remember, we do train combat system and weapons systems officers here for the Air Force at NES Pensacola.